Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another great episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, certified holistic health and wellness coach, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it feels so good to be in our safe zone today. I hope you all are safe. We've had some really major weather going on, so I hope you all are safe. Hope that you are hearing this and that your family, your loved ones, and everybody is okay. You know, Whispers, please make sure that you stay until the end of the show because I have a few major announcements that I'll be making and I want to share with you. So, you know, it's always good to have you all in here with me. Thank you so much. Please feel free to call in with your questions on this topic today because it's going to be powerful. Call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you all know that Blog Talk Radio always has our back because in each and every one of our episodes, they place a live chat box into our episode so you can drop your questions, your comments, if you need me to reiterate something, maybe dive in a little bit deeper, drop it into that chat box because you know how I love to monitor a great chat box. And also, I just want to say here that please remember, Whisperers, to really give dignity and grace and be respectful. Do not be disrespectful or, you know, being rude inside of the chat box because in this show and in this space that I always tell you is a safe space, we really respect and we give, you know, grace to each and every one of our listeners and their opinions because everybody has an opinion and we give respect to each other. So please be mindful of that. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed to our news journal, the Whispers Exchange, you really are missing out on some great bonuses that we had throughout this whole. Plus the announcements that are going to come in, the special invitations that are going to be coming through that because, as I said, the summer hiatus, I have some major things planned and you really don't want to miss out. So click the live link that's in the description box. Join the community because I'm telling you, we're doing some fabulous things. Are you guys ready to really lean into this discussion today? Learning to embrace failure for prosperity. So I love to start all of our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition, and this isn't any different. We're going to get the meaning or the definition of embrace. So the meaning of embrace is this: hold closely, accept, or support. Once again, that means embrace means hold closely, accept, or support. Failure. You know, failure is a word that often carries negative connotations, and it's feared by many. It's feared by many people. That word also places disappointment. It also places self-doubt right in our lap. And that's the truth of the matter, Whispers. But what if I told you that failure is the secret ingredient to unlocking your potential? Now, would that surprise you? Or would you just look at me like, Sonia, okay. See, it's times like that when we have those moments in that failure that we have to reframe our perspective on failure and understand its true power. See, failure is an essential part of the journey towards success. It's an essential part of the journey when you think about us moving into our purpose. And so embracing failure allows us to grow, learn, and ultimately prosper. See, many people don't even look at it that way. They don't even try to even reframe it in their mind when you speak about it. It's just always like, oh, I've just failed. It's so, and it's heavy. But I want you to take a moment, okay? I really need you all to just take a moment with me and think about some of the most successful people in history. And I'm going to bring up three main people into this discussion for you to think about as well, okay? So the first person is Steve Jobs. So Steve Jobs, he failed on many occasions. But instead of sulking and letting that failure or that feeling of like, I just did not doom him, he went back to the drawing board and created an opportunity to reinvent, or that reinvention, and used his talents to grow. Because imagine if he just threw in a towel. All of us that have iPhones, iPads, or whatever else, we would not have these things. And we would just be like, okay, well, we're droid people now. Look out. Here we come. Because droids are great too. But Steve Jobs changed everything, how you look at technology and what Apple stands for. But he failed numerous times. And he even talked about it in discussions. And he even told a whole panel that if you haven't failed, you're doing something wrong, because guess what? That is where your genius gets to shine brighter. Now, how powerful is that, Whispers? The second person I want you to think about as well is Oprah Winfrey. She isn't immune to failure. In 2013, okay, Oprah told the graduating class in Harvard, there is no such thing as failure. Failure is just life trying to move us in another direction. You are bound to stumble. Oh, trust me, class of 2013, trust me. I have and I will, but it's how you decide to reform it in your mind. Powerful was that. She told that class, many of them was like probably thinking like, oh, I've failed. I just can't, take everything, and I'm not doing my best. But she let them know and assured them that she has failed, and she continues to do so. But it also stirs her to move to her greatness, step into what she needs, pivot her mindset, reform how she looked at those failures. See, that's the power in this. And of course, I'm going to bring up somebody that you guys know that I love to use. And it's none other than Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, the man, first African-American man that owns two major networks right now. He just purchased BET and VH1. Huge. And you guys know that about his talks and about how he educates you regarding life lessons and all the different elements that he brings in. But one of the things that I thought was so profound that I wanted to give in this discussion was regarding failure. See, Tyler Perry stated he had never failed. And I know many of you are like, excuse me, we know your story. Because we do. We know his story, right? But listen, this is what he had to add to that. So see, you got to listen to everything that a person says. He said, all my past failures were the grace of God preparing me for the success or the successes of today. There would never be any growth without a little struggle or hardship. Pains that I had, those tiresome nights that I had, developed resilience. And those pains developed the ability to rebound with grace. So no, I have never failed. I have had major lessons. Do you see how powerful he took that and how literal he took that? See, whisperers, they all faced numerous failures before reaching their extraordinary accomplishments. And we all know about their accomplishments. We get to see them. We get to use them. And many of you all have even gone to Oprah's show. Many of you all may have even been recipients of, you get a car, you get a car. Or maybe some of you have even had the opportunity to go down and see Tyler Perry's studios, or been employed by his studios, or been able to change your life because of the work that he has done, or you have benefited from Steve Jobs' technology and the forth running of what his mind brought forward for us. But see, but all these people failed. They didn't let setbacks define them. Instead, they used failure as fuel to propel themselves forward. Are you just using these failures as literally leeches to suck your energy and your fuel out? Are you using them to fill your tank and propel you to your next step? Oh, whisperers, you know, I always tell you that I'm very transparent in everything that I bring forward. And I have to tell you guys that even though I have failed, and some of my failures, I have to tell you, they really have reshaped me even. And even how I look at situations to be able to build into my success, I had to determine if this was going to break me or will I allow it to make me and help me to evolve. It was all about how I perceived the situation. See, a lot of times I tell you guys, I love to talk to you guys in reality. And I share stories with you or different things that even I have gone through. And a lot of times when we fail, you notice people don't ever speak about those things. They speak about their successes. They speak about how they have championed and triumphed and stepped into and stepped up, but they never really disclose what really happened to get them there. Even some of the best artists out here, Beyonce talks about how many times she was told no. Different actors that was told that they probably would never be actors because they didn't seem to embody the work. But then lo and behold, look at them. They are so dynamic in their roles and how they bring forth the character that you just feel almost like they are that person in that role. Tony Shalhoub, who played Monk, you would really believe that he was that type of person. And if you all don't know who Monk is, he's a detective and he has OCD. He's very, you know, persnickety. He's just really a great character, but brilliant. But Tony Shalhoub just embodied this. But he said before he even really got things right, he had failed. He had been turned down for parts. He had been moved on. Like, people didn't feel that he was right. But then when this part came to him, at first he didn't even think he could do it. But he tapped into something. And see, and that's what I want you to realize, that even though we have failures, those failures should just propel us to move into a different space and place. See, it means that we have to be willing to develop resilience and adaptability. See, in last week's discussion, when we did our evaluation, remember, we stated that many times we have to adapt and build our resilience for us to be able to step up and step into our purpose. And now if you missed any of that, I'm going to need you to go back and really listen to that discussion. Because, see, that discussion actually helps you in your journey. Each discussion, as I told you, we were building our homes this season. And we really needed to get everything situated. And these are the final episodes that we are building on our houses, which are our hearts and our minds. So it requires that we get the blueprints and the right, you know, measurements right so the house can be finished correctly. So many times we have in developing and adapting to failure, it also teaches us gives us the ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges as well. It forces us to like reevaluate our strategies, to learn from our mistakes and adapt our approaches. Embracing failure opens us up to opportunities for personal and professional growth as well. And see, by cultivating resilience and adaptability, whispers, we become better equipped to face future obstacles and navigate the uncertainties of life. How many of you all are parents? And some of you all may be first-time parents even. Maybe like you have a whole brew. But, you know, we don't get kind of a great little playbook with those little people. And we kind of stumble along. And maybe sometimes you have four children. And the first one, you realize, well, you know what, I got to change certain things so this way it can be a little different. And then you get your second child and you realize that second child is a little more, you know, work and there's a little things that you got to change. But each time you build upon it and you change it and you kind of go about it in certain ways. You know, my mom used to always say that, you know, we were work in progress. And I always feel like even in our mindsets, when we're developing qualities, we are work in progress. But many times as people, we just constantly browbeat ourselves or we drag ourselves and we're negative because we didn't or we had expectations or we thought, slow down. Slow down. See, whispers, this means that it would require of you to do a shift in your mindset. Slow down. We're going to shift gears for a second. That means that we're going to shift our mindset now. See, whispers, 9 times out of 10, this is one of the first things we must be willing to do. See, rather than viewing failure as a roadblock, see it as an opportunity for growth. See it as an opportunity of learning. What parts of it maybe you can extract and then try to work the blueprint a little differently. Remember, failure is not a reflection of your worth, but a stepping stone. And whispers, you always hear me use the term stepping stone, right? You hear it many times in discussions, what I'm speaking about, if you've heard me outside of Whispers in a Bottle on different stages, but what does it really mean? What do I mean by that? It means that if it's something that helps you a large step in life that maybe you didn't want to do or maybe you didn't know how to do, but you want to do all of it at once. See, we have to stop thinking that we have to jump at one time. Stepping stones allow you to take things one step at a time. Isn't that powerful? That's why I use stepping stones in discussions. That's why I always tell you all to really listen to the words that I choose to put into discussions. So this is a stepping stone towards your success. We have already adapted our growth mindset. And you know, I always tell you that you got to bring your keychains along with you because your master keys always open the chambers, the corridors, the secret compartments of your heart and your mind. But see, when we're channeling into different aspects of the personality, different aspects of where we need to refine or need to change or pivot or grow in, those master keys become essential. Those master keys become a part of your true game plan. See, when we grow as people, we have to be willing to kind of reflect and use certain tools that are put into our toolbox. So as carpenters of your heart and your mind, are you really using your tools correctly? You are carpenters of your hearts and your mind. Remember that, whisperers. See, this discussion is powerful. This discussion is so necessary. I really want you to feel the energy in it. Because, see, when I sit and I think about certain elements that I want to put in or how I want to move the direction of a discussion, I really want to make sure that I'm tapping in on each element that we really need to address and that we really need to be honest and be able to willingly sit and reflect upon. Because when we adapt or we have adapted that growth mindset and believe that every setback is an opportunity to improve and get closer to our goals, and our intentions. Remember, intention is a clear aim, focus, and direction. Intention. See, failure is not an intention of making you look weak. Failure is not an intention of making you look like you are incapable. See, that's the ego. So I need you to understand that. See, this discussion has so many different layers and different elements that's why we're in this construction and we're putting the finishing touches on our construction, our building, our hearts, and our minds throughout the last two episodes. So before we get deeper into our discussion, and I give you a few master keys, I think it's a great place that we take a quick commercial break, and then we'll get right back into the discussion. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultant, where everything is fabulous. Well, welcome back, everybody. So before the break, I stated that I wanted us to also tap into a few master keys as we continue into our discussion. I have the pleasure to have some great discussions with a few incredible people. And I was speaking to a business associate who is, the ultimate of like entrepreneurs, super successful, who shared his experience of overcoming failure with me. And he emphasized that the importance of reframing failure as a valuable experience that helps them to gain or helped him to gain crucial insights and skills. And, you know, this is the thing. And speaking with him, he also was telling me that, you know, he's failed miserably at things. And I kind of was like, oh, wow. He's like, no, really. He said, you know, my first company that I started really didn't do well. He said, but also it taught me that I had to plan things better. I really needed to come with a clear direction. And he said, and that taught me how to really start building onto success correctly. He said, because when you fail in things that you think that are going to go in a certain way or how you place that intention into the world or into your space and it doesn't, it really kind of shakes you at first. But he said, what it does is if you allow it to just take you fully off of your marker, you will just fold and not produce anything. It won't allow you to come and to just come into full circle of where you should be or how you should live your life or what your brand or your company or how your life and those that you touch will be impacted. And I said, well, that is true. So in turn, I went to my dear friend, Daniela, and she runs one of the leading interior design studios. And I wanted to hear her take on this discussion as well. And I asked if it was okay. She's like, oh, please, definitely. And matter of fact, we was trying to get her so she could actually be on the show and kind of relay this to you all live. But she's traveling. So she had stated that each failure taught her something new. It sharpened her skills and brought her one step closer to her purpose. And her story is, she said, a testament to the power of embracing failure and using it to propel yourself forward. So she said, for example, that has been one of the things that she needed to learn was patience and that you can't force everything. And she said, and sometimes why she failed was because she was so persistent of pushing instead of waiting and sitting there to really calculate how and what. And maybe that's sometimes how you end up failing, because you're so driven and you're so that you don't really see the full picture. You're stuck on the tree. And so we have to be mindful of these things. And I just love that example and when she shared that with me, because I know how she is and I know what a beautiful studio she runs and the creativity that stirs from her. But see, these ones have learned from their failures. They have never allowed it to just stifle them or close them off. It didn't allow it to steal their joy or their passion. So it has to be the same for us. We have to be willing to pivot. And I know that everybody wants to say, oh, pivot, that's a buzzword. I can't stand that word buzzword, because those are not buzzwords. That's reality. That's life. That is life. And if you're not able to be flexible, failures are going to constantly take you out. They're going to constantly wear you down, and you're going to become stagnant. And we already have learned about that. You know, this made me think of a master key that needs to be on all of our keychains. And this master key is going to be kind of like a, well, okay, duh, Sonia. But that's what it is. It's one of those ones. And the master key that I want to give you all is learning from failure. See, keep that on your keychain, Whisperers. Because, see, failure provides us with invaluable lessons, but only if we're willing to learn from them. Only if we're really willing to look at them, take the time to reflect upon it, identify the areas where we fell short, and understand what we can do differently the next time. Did you hear the stepping stone in that? Did you see that it has a great place and space for your foot to fit in, that you can step up and step over? Remember, failure is not the end of the road. It's an opportunity to adjust your approach and grow stronger. Maybe, like, I'm just sitting here thinking, and I always think about that show Ninja Warrior. You know how much they train and they train to go out and do that show. And they really practice and they practice. And they get there to the grand stage. And lo and behold, they're doing so good. They're flying through. And lo and behold, they just lose a little of their grasp. And they fall. But lo and behold, when you tune back in and it's the new chapter or the new segment of where they've, you know, gone through and they've come back around, you always see the one contestant that was doing so great that felt their back. But see what they did? They went back and they watched the tape and they studied it and they learned from it. And now when they're going through that course, that one area where they was rushing, they have taken their time and they put their placement and they have their hand just so, and they fly through the course. It's the same with us in our lives. Use certain things as your elements of learning from. See, Whispers, the word learn or learning means that we have to acquire knowledge, experience, and when we're learning from failure, we are acquiring the knowledge we need to build upon our success and correct our errors. That's powerful. And that's something that is motivating for us. It reforms how we see things. It reforms how we feel about it even. It's learn, or we're learning, acquiring knowledge. I also want you to realize that when we have failures, it doesn't mean that it isn't going to sting, nor does it mean that it's not going to hurt, because we put a lot into the things that we are birthing or creating or placing forward in our lives. Trust me. But it just may mean that you have to go back and look at whatever it is and take away the parts that may have worked or may not have worked. That is the part of it. That learning part means that you see what, no, can't do that. That didn't work. I got to take that out. Won't do that again. As a matter of fact, sometimes when we do things and we fail, when we're in our mind's eye and we're sitting back and we're reflecting on things, I should have did this. If I did this, this and this and this would have fell in line. But see, then it allows us to move forward on it and allows us to change the trajectory and to reform it even. I want you fabulous Whispers to know that you aren't alone when it comes to failures. If I polled our audience right now, you would be amazed at the number or the numbers of how many have experienced failure. And you would be amazed at how many took those failures and learned from them, took those failures and embraced them, and took those failures and moved into success. But then you also may be surprised about the number or numbers of those that allowed that failure to stumble them, make them fall, and keep them in the same rotation, same that story, same that place, and use it as a crutch of why they cannot do or be better. You would be surprised. So how will you empower your mind? How will you empower your destination? Or how will you build out your beautiful house that is going to have such a gorgeous, stable structure? That house is your heart and your mind. What are you doing as the builder of your house? See, Whispers, I always try to bring something that really can tie us together and really make sure that we are building and moving conversations correctly. You know, I tell you guys all the time, I'm always reading. I have tons of quotes that I read. I even have a notebook that I have quotes in. And this discussion even made me go back and try to find this particular quote that I had read. And I thought it was so, like, profound that it even made me think about it. And it took me a minute to go find a notebook that it was in. And I was like, I know I can find it because I wanted to share it for this episode. Because when I went back and I did find it, the meaning or the power that I read of this was one that I knew that would help one day when we were, or I was, in a place, in a space, rebuilding upon something that I failed upon or I didn't, you know, succeed at. And so I constantly nurture my mind, my heart, my soul. And so I want you all to get into that same mindset. So pinmark the episode at 336, because this is the quote that I want to share with you. It says, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. There is only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve, and that's the fear of failure. Let me give it to you again. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. There is only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve. That's the fear of failure. I love that quote because by far it takes courage to put yourself back out there. It takes courage to continue and not know if the next try will be the success or the failure or not happen. But without going back to draw up or rebound, you simply settle and let your fear dictate your story. You let your fear dictate your greatness. Woo! Did you feel that in your soul, whispers? That is profound if you sit and really think about it. These are things that get me revved up. These are things that move me in my life. I tell you guys constantly, I'm a person that has clear intention, aim, focus, direction. Because I nurture my soul in this way. I don't take my failures as weaknesses. I don't take my failures as like, you cannot, you will not. I take them as, look, this is a challenge and I am able to bound and leap. I must reform it in my heart and my mind. How are you constructing your hearts and your mind? Whispers, are you charged up? Are you charged up? Did you need to take a sip of your cocktail mocktail? Because if you did, that's okay. See, whispers, we have to be willing to align with our purpose. We have to be willing to align with our purpose. See, failure teaches us about our strengths. Failure teaches you about your weaknesses. Failure will teach you about your passions. And it will also guide us toward a more fulfilling life if we're willing to embrace it and if we're willing to gain clarity on it and what truly matters to how you and I pursue it, perceive it. It's all those things. See, my dear friends and business partner, my good friend and business partner, Nelson and I, and he's always here. Even like right now, he handles everything with this show. Shared how he discovered his purpose through a series of failures. He told me that he knew that when he met me and I started pouring into him and helping him to see his greatness and understand his story and how it even multiplied and it had plot twists and it gave him necessary pushes and redirection and allowed him to embrace those failures, and he learned major lessons. And see, he and I have fallen, and we have failed at many things because of being in business and walking this walk. But as we do this, we sharpen each other, and we come back, and we're like, yo, we got to get this right because this part of the house is weak. But I can't begin to tell you all how much I appreciate every last drop of this man and how he makes things move inside of this agency, inside of this beautiful show. He's just like, yo, he's all that. And he has the creativity and he has all the different elements that help in making me even strive a little harder. Rebound a little better. Because see, what you all don't realize is that Whispers in a Bottle is a part of a very big company. And I run that company. And in everything that I do, I always have to make sure that every element is okay. Even when I come in with you Whispers, I have to make sure that I come in here and I bring in the true essence of how I am and the true essence of what this show is meant to do, why it's called Whispers in a Bottle, why I'm placing these messages out into the airway, which is our proverbial bottles, so you can pick these messages up and you can really start to construct, truly construct the beautiful houses of your hearts and your mind. See, that's how powerful it is for me. That's how powerful it should be for you in your life. See, these discussions I love because it's always bringing another perspective front and center. And see, embracing failure is not an easy task, but the rewards are immeasurable. And by shifting our mindset, learning from failure, embracing resilience, and aligning with our purpose, we can turn setbacks into setups, into triumphs, into stepping stones, and propel ourselves towards success and fulfillment. Wow. I want you all to remember that the road to prosperity and purpose is paved with failure. Oh, yes, it is. Don't think it isn't. Remember, I told you our circles, they're not perfect. They have ruffles around the edges, and there be little dips because that's life. And see, that's how life is. We may have like a whole plan. Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to do this and that and that and da-da-da-da-da. And then there's things that come in, and they put that little detour to it. Or there's that little crater that we got to fill. If you live in a major city, you know the potholes are enough to kill your car, take you out. Lo and behold, now you know you got to go spend $200-$400 for a tire because you hit the pothole. See, that's failure. You wouldn't go throw your car in the trash because you got to get a new tire. You would just go and you save your money, and maybe this week you got to ride around carefully on a donut, and then you go get your tire, and your car is back, and you're driving in your car, and all good. It's the same thing in your life. With failure, you just blew a tire. So we're not going to scrap our life and throw it away. We're going to go fix the tire. And sometimes the tire just needs a plug. And that's how powerful it is. See, I want you all to always remember that it's about self-discovery, about achieving and doing things in that self-discovery. And if you need to listen to this discussion again, I encourage you to do so, because I shared a lot of information with you. And I know that we need to at times be able to process information and break it down into digestible pieces. See, sometimes we can't take this huge bite of food and think we could just swallow it down. We're not snakes. We have to chew our food. We have to make sure that it's digestible. And so in turn, when we get information like this, it can be an information overload, and we need to kind of pause and listen again so we can pick up and extract all of the nutrients that we need. And this is why I love being able to come in here. So, Whispers, you know, I could go on and on and on because I love topics like this. I love them. And I said that I had a few things I wanted to share with you, beautiful Whispers, and you may or may not be aware that next week, which is June 23rd at 3 p.m., that is going to be the season finale, and we're going to be on hiatus. And you don't want to miss next week's show. Just as powerful as this show is, we're going to finish building the house next week. So you know, I'm coming in hot. So make sure that you are tuned in at 3 p.m. next week. You know, our hiatus starts June 23rd, and it runs until September 15th. We'll be back on air September 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as I told you guys, the reason why we're coming back on the 15th is because we'll be leading in, first of all, from Fashion Week and then coming back into the studio. So it's kind of like I didn't want to put a show and then, lo and behold, I couldn't show up because we would be in Fashion Week. I take this very serious. I value your time. And I appreciate you all so much for always being here. And so, like I said, over the summer break, I encourage you, if you haven't done so already, to subscribe to our news journal, because I have a lot of things that are coming down the pike. I have some special discussions that are being scheduled. And we are speaking in a lot of different areas, and I really want you guys to be a part of it, because I'm telling you, there are some discussions that you are not going to get anywhere else. You're going to wish you was a part of it, because, oh, the sauce that I'm going to be serving is going to be good. It's really just curated just perfectly. You know, we really kind of thought of this secret recipe well. So make sure that you are also following us on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast, because we also will be placing some notices there as well. Plus, I'll be doing a few pop-up lives there. It's a lot of stuff coming. Join our Facebook group at Whisper in a Bottle as well. Twitter at Whispers, capital WHISPERS. Capital BOTTLE. That's one word. Capital WHISPERS. Capital BOTTLE. Make sure, if you're not on LinkedIn, if you are on LinkedIn, come and follow me at Sonia Lorray. And Clubhouse, I'm also at Sonia Lorray. So those are the areas that you can find me, follow me. And Whispers, I look forward to us getting back together again next week, like I said, for another powerful discussion. I really want you all to please be safe. Protect your children. Control yourselves. And also remember that to celebrate your micro wins and to make sure that you love a little bit harder on those that may really need your support. So I am Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, certified holistic health and wellness coach, and motivational speaker, but I'm always honored to say that I am your host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. All right, guys, have a great one. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.